Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, March 14th, 2024. We're checking in with one of the investigative journalists at the Maine Monitor again today to let you know about one of their most recent in-depth reports. You're going to be hearing a lot more from the folks at the Maine Monitor soon, as we'll be adding a new public affairs program to our lineup that will be a monthly roundtable discussion with their reporters. That's slated to start in May, so stay tuned for more information about that. The newsroom mission at the Maine Monitor is, quote, to deliver fearless, independent, citizen-supported, nonpartisan journalism that informs Mainers about the issues impacting our state and inspires them to take action. Through investigative and in-depth stories, we engage readers to participate and connect to create a better Maine, close quote. Emily Bader is an award-winning healthcare and general assignment reporter for the Monitor. She has also reported for the Sun Journal in Lewiston and has been a journalism data fellow at USC's Center for Health Journalism. Emily has received several awards for her work, most recently the Maine Public Health Association's Journalism Award. Today we're challenging her with the task of boiling down a recent investigation into pharmacy closures here in Maine into a 3 to 4 minute summary, and she even manages to pull that off.
My name's Emily Bader. I'm the healthcare reporter for the Maine Monitor, and I started reporting on pharmacies last fall. Some colleagues of mine were doing some stories on how Walgreens were getting fined for not keeping their pharmacies open for at least 40 hours a week, which is required by law, or not having a pharmacist in charge on duty at all times. And there was also just a number of chain pharmacies, Walgreens and CVS, that were closing last year. So in the fall, I did a story on the shortage of pharmacists and basically why there was a shortage of pharmacists and then how it was affecting customers and people just trying to get their prescriptions. So that sort of went in the background while certain events occurred last fall, and I was just finally able to pick it up again this year. And I was really curious to know how the pharmacy landscape has changed over time. That was my dog yawning. I was really curious. You know, I've heard a lot about all of a sudden, you know, my pharmacy closed and I have to drive half an hour each way, and then I get there and I can't even, my prescription's not even ready. So the way I figured out how many pharmacies closed in the last 10 years or so is I went to Maine's Department of Professional and Financial Regulation. I got data on every pharmacy that has ever been licensed in Maine, and then cleaned up the data to figure out how many were active in 2013 and how many were active as of February of this year. And I found that there was a 10% decrease from over those 10 years. And I mean, there's a lot of detail in here, so you can read it at themainemonitor.org.
We don't have even close to enough time, listeners, to touch on everything that's in this article. And the graphs are really, really helpful. But this is an example of journalism where you can follow exactly where the data came from. So mainemonitor.org?
Themainemonitor.org.
Okay. And so what are you working on next, do you know?
My next story is not pharmacy related. It's more follow-up on weapons restriction orders. So a little tangential.
On what?
Weapons restriction orders, like yellow flag.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I do want to get back into some pharmacy reporting. I'm specifically interested in pharmacy benefit managers, which if you're a pharmacist or have ever been to a pharmacy or dealt with insurance, you've probably dealt with a pharmacy benefit manager.
Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Emily Bader of the Maine Monitor. You'll be hearing more from her and her colleagues here on WERU in the future. I'll have more information on that soon. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. We're here every weekday morning at 8. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day.